Driving season is in full swing, and an unexpected car repair can cost hundreds, even thousands to fix, ruining your road trip. That's why I recommend getting extended coverage from CarShield. A new water pump could set you back over $500. Replacing your AC can cost as much as $1,500. With CarShield, the dealership or your favorite mechanic can do the work. CarShield does the rest, getting them paid directly. Save yourself from high repair bills with CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Benson, or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. CarShield.com, a deductible may apply.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The question needs to be asked, what was the purpose of who set up that meeting in the sense of this? What was going on with this individual lawyer's relationship with other people that we know had been trying to create negative stories, opposition research on including the president, now president of the United States?
Let me tell you who set up this meeting. It was me, Popov Popovich. I want to catch the Trump people in with pants around the ankle to get them to blackmail them so they will do whatever we wish for them to do. Yes, that's what we want for us to do, wish, yes, of course. This Jay Sekulow fellow is quite a sharp person. Yes, but we've got you, America. We've got you big time. Now we will crush your soul. I'm over. Like, okay, who did this? Who set it up? Was somebody set it up? Who was the person that set it up? Why do they want to destroy the Trump people? What potentially could come of this? Tim Kaine, how bad do you think it is?
We're now beyond obstruction of justice in terms of what's being investigated. This is moving into perjury, false statements, and even into potentially treason.
Treason! You, sir, have committed treason against the Queen and country, and for that you will be hung. It's not treason. It's not treason. It isn't. Give me reason for treason. I battle back and forth because all day I'll watch this crap and I'll sit there and I'm like, eh. And some days I'm like, I'm going to go watch The Joker's Wild. I'm going to watch something else. And there's a reason. It's because I, what am I supposed to think? What are you supposed to think? Like, it's nothing's going to come of this. For all of the crap, unless there's some massive smoking gun out there with Trump's fingerprints all over it, and all of that stuff that is just that we, oh my God, that is even going to get a half of the country that did vote for him to go, what? Unless it's out there, nothing's going to come of it. All it's doing is taking away from the things that we should be focusing on. Healthcare, taxes, immigration, things like that. That's it. So what? He met some woman. It's not a crime. It's not a crime. Now, poor taste, bad choices. Yeah. Here's what happened in a nutshell. America came down on Russia because of somebody who was a whistleblower and a political dissident, and he died in custody. They put this thing that called the Majorski Act, I think it is. They went after and sanctioned individuals in the upper echelon of Russians' finance and government and whatnot. This lady contacts him, says, I got dirt. Want to hear it? Now, there wasn't any Russia before this, and so that came later on. But he says, whatever, and I want to talk to you about other stuff. I don't really have dirt. Let me tell you about this crap. Should your dad become president, we want to figure out a way to restore adoptions for U.S. parents who would like to adopt kids, and we want you guys to reduce these sanctions or get rid of them so these people can start to do business outside of Russia and whatnot. Not a crime. Could have made better choices. But not a crime. All right? Not a crime. But that's where we are. So there it is in a nutshell. How does this change your life? In fact, if you think you deserve something like a check or a trophy or an award, you can go to the mailbox and see if they've sent it to you, but it's not. All it is these people grasping at straws day in and day out, trying to figure out how they
can continue to increase their ratings over and over and over and over again, beating the same horse, beating it, beating it, beating it, when the reality is we should be talking about other things. But we're not. We're not talking about other things. And I'm going to say something critical of the White House. Start having press conferences that are real. No more audio-only press conferences, no more Braille press conferences, no more smoke sniggles, no more carrier pigeons. Start having real press conferences. I don't know what you did with Sean Spicer. If he's gone and Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the one that's going to be going forward, then let it be. But please, for the love of goodness, stop having these dumbass press conferences where it's audio only. Here is Sarah stumbling through her day.
We'd love to get this matter closed and focus on the big priorities of the American people.
All right. Big priorities of the American people. She wants to do that. She wants us to start focusing on that. None of this other crap. All right. We can do that. The problem is every question is the same question. And then she's got to go out and answer every question. And even today she read a statement about President Trump and his son.
My son is a high quality person, and I applaud his transparency.
Wow, that was noteworthy. It's not noteworthy. It's not. Healthcare, that's noteworthy. Healthcare is noteworthy. I'm looking at my notes right now, asking, is there any healthcare issues we need to address at this moment, at this time? I don't know about that, but here is my man, Mitch McConnell.
We've got the defense authorization, we've got the debt ceiling, we've got the FDA user fee and other important legislation that we need to address.
All right. That's what you're going to address, right? You got all those things. But what about health care? You've got the CBO reports that, yes, you know, they're skewed, they're a mess. It's they're never close to being right. But all right, let's just go with it. We want to know, because you've said now that there's going to be no recess for you guys. No soup for you. You're sticking around. We're getting this thing done. When do we get to see a revised version, old Mitch, of what it is that we are looking for when it comes to health care?
We'll be laying out a revised version of the repeal and replace effort on Thursday morning. We hope to have a CBO score by the beginning of the week.
All right, we're going to get a CBO score by the beginning of the week. I'm excited. Who's excited? Can't sleep at night. No, but this stuff, this matters. This matters. That's the kind of stuff that matters. Now, it doesn't matter what it's going to look like. I can guarantee you, the CBO could come out on Monday or Tuesday and say, look, this new revised is actually going to insure 7 million more. It's going to drive down the cost of premiums by 50%. By 50%, it's going to save Americans' lives. Just by having it, just by having that card in your hand, it will save Americans' lives, and it still wouldn't matter to the Democrats. It still wouldn't matter. So it really doesn't matter what the CBO looks like. The place that it matters is the public side of things, the think tank side of stuff, where people are going to come out and they're going to debate it. Then the polls are going to happen and people will talk about it, because as that goes, sometimes people are influenced in that. And I get it. We're human beings, and human beings are influenced in situations like that when it comes to the public side of things, because it's a, what have you done for me lately? Because I don't know if I want to vote for you again. Speaking of healthcare, here's Chucky Schumi Schumer.
As long as this bill continues to cut taxes on the very wealthy and hurt working Americans, the bill's going to be as unpopular as it is today.
Well, I did not know that. It's going to hurt working Americans. It's going to kill them. Remember, you can say anything you want, and nobody ever checks you on it. You can say anything you want. You could come out and say, this bill's going to make people taller, and nobody will call you on it. I will call you on it. Here's our favorite. This is Bob Casey of Pennsylvania. And I was unaware that this bill, which I thought was just a couple pieces of paper that ended up being like 160 pages, was anything like this. I just thought it was, you know, an inanimate object, but I was wrong.
This is an extreme, obnoxious, obscene bill, and we should stop it.
obscene and obnoxious. It's like that Cheez-It commercial where the cheese isn't mature enough. That's what the bill is. Not mature enough. It says all kinds of silly things. You could say what you want. Nobody ever calls you out about it. Nobody does. And they should be calling people out. They should. I want to know why. Why, Bernie Sanders, when you say this is going to kill thousands of Americans, point out those Americans who are going to die. Please point out. You're assuming that everybody who is going to no longer be insured is doing it because, again, we hired people to go and throw them literally off of health care. Tell me why. Chuck Schumer, tell me why. I hear you criticize. I never, ever hear you say we need to fix what we broke. I hear you criticize over and over again. Right? You're like that naggy mom or that dad that you can, no matter what you do, you'll never make him happy. That's what you are. Always critical. You never, ever, ever want to bring a solution to a problem, by the way, which you created. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. You could text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It is National Cow Day. We are celebrating the cow, a graceful, majestic creature that tastes amazing, by the way. It does. Cow Appreciation Day. I appreciate you all the time. In fact, I appreciate you so much that last night I had a burger, and today I had a taco with beef. And tonight I'll appreciate you again, probably with some other succulent, amazing, wonderful piece of you. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
The Olympics. What's next for the Olympics? And I'll tell you why I want to talk about this. Because next month in Lima, Peru, they are going to announce who gets the 2024 Summer Games in 2028. I will tell you who is going to get them. I am not a seasayer, but I do understand the way the world works. It is going to be Paris in 2024, and 2028 will be Los Angeles. Why is that? Because those are the only two people that bid on those games. That's why. What's next for the Olympics and the IOC is it's cost them a lot over the last several Olympics because they have taken countries and they have literally done all they can to squeeze every dime and every penny out of them and have left those countries in ruins, minus Beijing and minus Sochi. Rio went to the IOC and said, you promised us all this money, and we have this dilapidated arenas that are sitting around that barely got fixed. None of the stuff that you said was going to happen actually took place, and now we are broke and we need money to the tune of $50 million. Will you help us? They said, eh. Let me tell you what's next for the IOC. There's going to be just a few countries that are going to be able to host this. It's expensive, and unless you have an infrastructure this in place, it's too expensive for countries to host something like this. It's ridiculous. It really is. And Brazil really screwed up when they had the Olympics, piggybacked on the fact that just before that, they had the World Cup, and they spent hundreds of millions and billions of dollars for both of those, and they will never recoup any of that money. Other nations have paid attention, and they will not be doing the same thing. It's just not going to happen. That's what's next for the Olympics. And hey, for Los Angeles, we're getting the Olympics. Woo! You know how many new things we're going to have to build? None. That's how many new things we have to build. Zero. Zilch. Nada. You can text the program 323-538-2423. And for those of you out there who don't understand how text works comparatively to how phone calls work, phone calls come on a line that is 844-344-2423. 844-DIG-CHAD. And text is 323-538-2423. Got a great, somebody left on the text line a voicemail. Solid. This is great. I love this. This is, get ready for this, people. And this is what I mean when I talk about people who I have a feeling they are sold on Trump and they don't like the fact that I've asked questions. Even though the entire time I have never said I'm a never Trumper, even though the entire time I have said what? That I believe there's nothing there, but they screw up more often than not and they put their foot right back into something they shouldn't be putting their feet into. Yeah, I'd like to leave a message for you. Your show sucks. Duh. You and your blanking, that's the F word, sitting there and lecturing your listeners, sorry about your loss, I turn that channel later. No, you don't. And you won't. You're not going to. You're going to pretend like you are. But you're going to come back. If you want honesty, you come here. If you want somebody who is going to sell you on everything that this administration does, there are plenty of those shows out there. But if you want somebody to give you feedback and to look at every single thing and to be honest, then welcome aboard. That's what we do here. We have fun. We're infotainment. But in the end, it's about your thought, right? You make the decision in life. I'm never going to tell you to vote for. I'm never going to tell you who not to vote for. I'll always be transparent, and I'll give it to you straight. Text the program 323-538-2423. Another texter writes in about health care. What did we have before Obama repeal and go back to what we had before Obama? Government should only be involved in welfare health care. Well, the issue with that is now it's all been so fragmented. If you just basically tried to unwind this thing, it's probably going to blow up. And so you have to do it slowly. And there's going to be a lot of things that need to be, it just can't be overnight kind of scenario. I like what you're saying, but that still doesn't address the fact that healthcare was out of control, the costs were rising, and it was a nightmare at the rate it was going. That still doesn't address that, and those are the things that need to be addressed. But when government gets involved and you allow lobbyists and healthcare providers to write a lot of this stuff, they're not going to address the fact that they want more competition and for doctors and patients to find a way to get together and to build their own little groups that cut them out. That's the last thing they want. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Text the program 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It's drip, 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 but we keep learning more information. The story keeps changing. Now it is clear that they had a specific meeting to gather dirt on Hillary with a Russian lawyer with close ties to the Kremlin. Donald Trump Jr. Said that he specifically went to the meeting with the hopes of soliciting negative information about Hillary. You know, it's starting to smell more and more like collusion to, I think, the public. But most importantly, we really need to get the facts straight on this.
Does not smell like teen spirit. Well, it should smell like teen spirit. That is John Podesta there boring us to tears. We'll get the facts one day, and some of them will come out and some of them won't. And we'll move on with our life. We will. I am never, it's amazing. And we'll talk again about the person who called in earlier and left a voicemail on our text line. Says a lot right there. But it's you listen to that. Everybody's got their spin. And I've always said this. You're going to come at something the way that you want to see it. Right? The way that you want to see it. You could walk in, see a beautiful piece of art.
It's gorgeous. I get this, this, and this out of it. I could walk in and go, I think it's upside down. Same piece of art. We see two different things. And then every once in a while, I walk in and go, that is a piece of art. And we both see the same thing. It's not always that way. People on the left don't like this president, so they want him gone. Boom, whatever. We move on with our lives. Because that's not going to happen. There's no there there. People on the right and Trump supporters are going to defend him at all cost because they feel he's done nothing wrong and none of the people involved in any of this have done anything wrong. And I don't know if that's to be true, but I know he hasn't done anything wrong. And there has been no collusion. And there has been nothing of the sorts that says, hey, look, they influenced the election. They got people to change their votes. They did all kinds of stuff. Oh, my God. No. But people are going to see what they want to see. They're going to hear what they want to hear. I get so many text messages, so many tweets, so many emails from people who think I'm evil, who think I'm stupid, who think I'm a never-Trumper because they're not used to somebody on the radio who would say something like this, that maybe Don Jr. did some stupid stuff, that maybe Don Jr. could have made better choices. Because they're used to people supporting the president across the board. You know what, though? If Hillary was our president, I would want her to succeed. You are un-American. You should want your president of a different party to fail. It doesn't work that way. This is something that is going to be there and stuck there for a very long time with this president. It's not going anywhere. It's going to be a cloud that hangs over. And underneath that cloud, they're going to have to maneuver to get things done. And I think they will. But it is going to make it a little bit more difficult. It really is. You're even hearing stories that Mike Pence is kind of like, you know what? You guys do what you want to do. I'm going to stay over here, play with my new puppy, you know, go open supermarkets, maybe cast a vote every once in a while to break a tie. You know, I got those big scissors so I can cut the ribbons and stuff. I'm going to stay low, and then, you know, who knows what may happen in the future. But we'll just let you do your thing. Not that I think that he thinks Trump is a bad person or any of that stuff, but understand that Mike Pence is a much different character. And those of you and Andy who listen to WIBC, you guys know exactly who he is. But I don't think there's any there. But there's going to be this fight over and over again. And people on the right understand something. You're still looking for those 30,000 emails. You still talk about those 30,000 emails. You still push that. This is that 30,000 emails. This is the scandal that's going to be living with this president. There you go. We move on. But by the way, he's going to finish his term, and if he wants another term, maybe he seeks another term. I'm not sold that he'll go after another term, but you don't. No, you don't. But I get trolled on here all the time because I don't show the kind of support that I should show. And this thing right here, this computer, it's me knocking the keyboard right there. This thing here has allowed people to be grade A1 a-holes, trolls. Trolls. It doesn't matter what it is. It has allowed people to have bravado and feel like that they can say or do anything they want to people with zero repercussions because they have some sort of anonymity. And because of that, they feel they can do anything. And that drives me crazy. It does. It drives me absolutely crazy. In fact, this right here should show you. We talk about kids being bullied all the time, but guess what? Online bullying is growing each and every day, and adults, you're the ones who are the bullies.
In a recent Pew survey, nearly half of Americans say they've experienced online harassment. Some of the most common examples include name-calling, embarrassment, even sexual or physical threats. More than half of those surveyed say they've witnessed this happen to others. People also want to see tech companies prevent cyberbullying, but are torn on the balance of free speech versus safety. Lisa Carter, NBC News Radio.
Yeah. I mean, we want free speech. We want safety, right? We want to be able to give the people the opportunity to say certain things. But at the same time, we also want, you know, we don't want people invoking the lunacy of it all and getting people to go out there and do certain things to people or getting people riled up to go out and create or either an individual or a place. But bullying in adults is happening. Case in point, here's a woman in Whitefish, Montana, and this is an ugly story. And when you can say something to somebody's face, you tend not to say it. But when you have a chance to say it through a computer, you'll tend to say a lot of things that you wouldn't have the cojones to say otherwise.
They call themselves trolls. What do you call them?
Terrorists.
In the digital era, it only takes a few keystrokes for hate to suddenly consume your life. This is what is often waiting for Tanya Gersh every day when she goes online or picks up the phone.
I hope you die, you worthless f***. You stupid, ugly bitch, Miss Tanya Gersh.
I had a lot of phone calls with gunshots. That sound kind of still makes me sick.
Yeah. What she did was, in the town that she lives in, there's a small house, and there's lots of protesters there because the lady who owns the house, Ms. Spencer, her son is a white supremacist, and he's very loud and proud and inside of the white power movement. And so she said, you know what, it's best for the town that maybe you get rid of it. Why don't I sell it for you? But then she also went on to say, and you should donate the money to human rights groups and this, that, and the other. And she told her son and her son and then went off. And then he sicked his lunatics all over her. Sicked her all over her. And some of the stuff that these people have done, all of it's vile, but some of it you're like, my God, you're disgusting human beings. And this is the bullying that we talk about, because you've got a keyboard and you're a keyboard cowboy and you feel that, hey, I am free of any kind of responsibility at all and nobody can touch me because I am safely hidden behind a keyboard.
The Gershes, including their 12-year-old son, have received thousands of messages like this for months.
Your whore of a mother should watch herself. Why don't you crawl into this oven, little boy? There's a free Xbox inside. They photoshopped endless imagery of me with Nazi symbols on my forehead or on my arm, and terrible imagery of me and my son on the gates to Auschwitz concentration camp.
That is just disgusting. But when there's zero repercussions, and you know where we see this nowadays, is how many times have you had to unfriend somebody, or how many times you have to sit there and you listen to people go off, and it starts out as, I don't like Trump, or I like Trump, and it goes from there to the point where then they start calling each other names, and then it gets disgusting, and you think to yourself, if you were in front of each other, would you be doing this? No. But you feel comfortable enough to say something via text, via an email, via a post that you would never say to somebody else's face. Now, these people probably would, because they're insane clowns. They're a-holes. But this is the online bullying, and this is the world we have created and the world of that we can have now because of social media. And then you get somebody who's got a following of like-minded individuals who are also full of hate, and then you turn them loose, and you have a troll army.
The lawsuit says Andrew Englin, the founder of one of the most popular neo-Nazi websites, The Daily Stormer, picked up the torch and unleashed what he called his troll army on the Gershes, publishing their contact information on his site. The Southern Poverty Law Center is suing Andrew Englin on Gersh's behalf, accusing him of intentionally inflicting emotional distress, invasion of privacy, and intimidation.
The purpose is to cause them fear and emotional harm.
Yeah, I think if I got phone calls all night threatening to kill my child and to kill me, that would be very unsettling to me. Very much so. Very unsettling. Wouldn't it be unsettling to you? Absolutely. I had a situation not like this, but when I was in England, I think it was 1995, so it was a ways, way back, man. I can't believe how long ago it was. And We filled in for a week for the evening guy who was kind of like the big star on the station, who had the biggest following. and his name was Caesar the Geezer. It's an English guy, talked like this, you know what I mean? And he had a lot of ruffians that loved him. And we did a joke where we pretended like we got him fired. All his idea, by the way, while he went away on vacation for 2 weeks, after about 3 or 4 days, the hate was so strong that when I came to work one day, my boss says, hello, Chad. Yes, could you come in the room for a second? I need to talk to you. And I said, sure. And I walked in there and they said, this is, I forgot the guy's name, from Scotland Yard. They would have put you into protection because the National Front wants to get you. That's their white power organization. Because they thought I had got Caesar fired. Caesar actually had to call on his vacation back in the day when we didn't have a lot of cell phones and say, it's a joke, get over it. But that's insane. And this guy, here he is. He turns loose his army. But the funniest, most ironic thing of all is if you're a white power kind of guy and you're angry and pissed and you hate Jews and blacks and Mexicans and everybody else, where do you take yourself to hide so you can continue to push your hate and disgust? Nigeria.
We reached out to Andrew Anglin, who told us he now lives in, of all places, Lagos, Nigeria, where he says his rights to say what he wants aren't limited.
The purpose is to cause them fear and emotional harm, and that's illegal. It's not protected by the First Amendment.
Maybe we should let people in Nigeria know that they have a white supremacist who does not like black people inside of their country and see what it's like if he was bullied by a group of people. I'm just saying, it's all, right? But it's all in good fun, and we could say what we want to say, right? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
I know 2 minutes brushing your teeth seems like an eternity. How many of us really do it for 2 minutes? Minute and a half. And I'm like, God, have we been doing this for a week? Well, there is a brand new high-tech way to brush your teeth. Not in 2 minutes. Not in 90 seconds. Not in 60 seconds. Not even in 30. How about 10 seconds brushes all your teeth better than a regular toothbrush? That right there is awesome. That there is amazing. It's brand new, and the creators of AmaBrush are promising their high-tech brush is so efficient that you'll get back 22 whole hours or so of your valuable time every month. All you have to do is just use this AmaBrush, and it almost looks like it's this. It looks like part mouthpiece and part like breathing apparatus you'd have as a scuba diver. You put it in your mouth. It's all one color. It's white. And then away it goes. And within 10 seconds, supposedly, your teeth are brushed. How cool is that? Man, that would think about the time that saves you, considering you don't really do a lot. But that's like a lot of time that saves you. I love it. 2 minutes? You're supposed to brush 2 minutes? Really? 2 minutes? I think I do about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. Don't quote me that I do 2 minutes. And if you're honest out there, you know who you are. You right there, you know who you are. You probably brush yourself maybe just 60 seconds. If you're going to kill yourself, I don't know if this is the way you should do it. 38-year-old man decided he'd had enough of life. He left a suicide note on a backpack. Then decided to jump 250 feet into a volcano crater. That doesn't sound like fun at all. The man reportedly killed himself at the Kilauea volcano in Hawaii after he left a note on his backpack. They had been searching for days, say, what, for this guy. And they finally realized that he's probably gone. Yeah. Now, luckily, there is no active lava. I would think that had to be the worst, right? If you jumped in and there was active lava, that would, while it might only be a second or two you're alive, that pain would just be, has to be unbearable, right? They started looking for him last week, but Sunday they found nothing. And after about a week or so, they suspended because of dangerous conditions. And then they found the backpack and everything else. The 38-year-old, who has since changed his name, Leon Adonis, he was born Gregory Michael Urey, changed his name and I guess kind of just was a wanderer. Kind of like Kwai Chang Kang. Remember that guy from Kung Fu? It's kind of what he was. So don't do that, please. We don't want to report on that. 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text us as well. I love getting text messages. We get more and more text messages. And a lot of people are saying, the person who called in text back and they said, look, you're smart. You play both sides. I said, I'm not playing both sides. I'm giving you opinion on what I see. There is a difference between playing both sides and not taking it. I don't think there's anything there when it comes to Donald Trump Jr. and collusion and this, that, and the other. But I think what he did was stupid. Right? Can you not say this? I love my kid, but he did something stupid. That's not playing both sides. Well, you're playing both. No, it's being honest. I told you I will give you honest opinion based on the truth that I see that's pointed in front of me. If I'm lying, show me where I'm lying. Please. Show me. And don't say, well, the New York Times is fake news or the AP is fake news or CNN. Show me lies. And don't give me some weird website that nobody's ever heard of. Come with facts or don't come. Simple as that. Say what? I know, right? Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.